But I'll tell you, I sure like this wireless mic better than
cables.
Okay, so I want to put this just up here or something.
Brad Flitch adjusts a wireless microphone for a speaker before a recent Chamber of Commerce luncheon. Flitch is taping the event for his video production company and website, featuring streamed and recorded presentations and other events.
Thank you for coming today. And just to provide some context about NOAA fisheries, and let me know if you can't hear me.
With a laugh, Flitch concedes that it's not exactly raking in a ton of money right now. He considers it training for his own financial program someday and predicts, hopes, that it's on the leading edge of the fusion of Internet interactivity and television programming.
We're about 2 years away from a complete unification. It's going to be really interesting to see where all of the content ends up being.
That's his afternoon and evening gig. His early morning job is as financial advisor, keeping track of the East Coast markets for his personal and corporate clients. Son of a Tlingit mother, formerly of Wrangell, a Kiksati from the Sun House, and a Swiss father, Flitch describes being born and raised on a hobby farm near Olympia. He says he graduated from Washington State University in business administration with a major in finance and then went to work as an accountant for a fish processor. Eventually, he arrived in Juneau working as a financial analyst for Sea Alaska Corporation, then as investment officer for the Alaska Permanent Fund, and now in his own one-person firm.
I've been kind of concerned about the economic and demographic trends in Southeast.
Flitch is running for the assembly because of where he sees the city and borough of Juneau heading.
This is not a good trend. The rest of the United States is kind of learning what Southeast has been doing for the last 20 years, and that's economic contraction sucks. And what's been happening in Southeast, our neighbors have been contracting and we're stagnant.
Some keys to changing that trajectory, he says, include protecting and enhancing Juneau as a capital city, marketing Juneau to high technology and light manufacturing industries, developing new electricity and energy sources, and bringing down the high cost of living and cost of housing to prompt modest growth. Flitch believes that opening up the land base could spur that growth as well as bring in more property tax revenue and help narrow the expected continued deficit in the CBJ budget.
Obviously, if we had more property that wasn't owned by the city, we would have more property in private hands and subject to property tax. As we solve some of our housing issues, that's going to increase the property tax collection into the city. Hopefully that'll also, by lowering the cost of housing, we'll get more people to move to Juneau, thus increasing the amount of sales tax collected.
Flitch supports reauthorizing the temporary 3% sales tax on the ballot October 4th, but he thinks the community needs to reconsider taxing necessary food items, as well as electricity, heating oil, and water and sewer utility costs. As for taxing plastic bags, he says that's the wrong approach.
I don't see why you'd want to tax people. I can understand why you don't want it in the environment, but as long as you're getting it here, let's use it in a positive way and generate some electricity.
Flitch is not very enthusiastic about an assembly-backed proposal implementing the CBJ's own set of financial disclosure rules. He says he wasn't scared away from running for the assembly by the current state rules.
If it's not broken, don't fix it, and I don't think it's broken. And don't incur an expense that you don't need to.
Flitch sees the AJ mine as a valuable asset, but he hasn't made a judgment yet on its reopening. He says he's waiting for the assembly to finish with the permitting process. But he believes an alternative water source only makes sense, with or without the mine.
As a portfolio person, I like diversification. And I think that, you know, when you have all your eggs in one basket, as we do in our water system, that's never a good place to be.
This is at least the second time that Flitch has made a run for municipal office. The last time was running against incumbent Mayor Bruce Botello in 2006. Flitch has also served various positions with the Alaska Native Brotherhood.
I'm a past grand president. I'm the current treasurer. And locally, I'm past president of AMB Camp 70. And I'm currently the sergeant at arms.
Flitch is running for assembly representing District 1, which includes Douglas Island, downtown Juneau, the Lemon and Schweitzer Creek neighborhoods. He's running against Jesse Keel for the seat.